Check 1, 2, 3, 4.
My KUTX.
My KUTX.
1, 2, pup, 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 pup. Okay.
KUTX.
Hi, my name is Aaron Franklin.
I'm James Moody.
And this is my KUTX. This hour, KUTX has been so kind to once again give us at Hot Luck the keys to the studio. And we're playing whatever we want to play, which is really going to be a collection of songs from the Hot Luck team. So, I don't know. Are we proud of it?
Yeah, I think we're proud of it. It's an interesting list. And by interesting, I mean not interesting. No, but it's definitely what we're listening to, though.
I would listen to this entire list. I'm excited about this.
I did listen to this entire list.
We're taking over KUTX today. Thanks for having us. And Hot Luck is our new sort of live food and music festy thing. We don't like to call it a festival, do we? What is it?
Yeah, I guess it classifies as a festival, but... Yeah, no. Maybe we just like to call it a good hanging out with a bunch of friends. Yeah, Hot Luck really, you know, it is kind of live food and music stuff. You know, it started last year, was our first year. This is our second. And it's happening up this Memorial Day weekend for 4 days. A whole bunch of different events. And really, the whole idea behind it is that we just hang out with a bunch of chefs. It's all friends that get invited. The bands are friends. You know, it's just like a big tailgate for a good time, pretty much.
So it's what you're saying is it's like a big old tailgate if you had really rad chefs cooking at it, kind
yep.
of. But also with rock shows.
Also with rock shows.
It's like
and
a dream
shows.
Tailgate.
It kind of is, you know, and I think it's pretty neat that it's small, much like our team is. And, you know, chefs are kind of cooking for each other. It's not a real frou-frou kind of deal, just super laid back, super chill, tons of food, tons of fire, tons of beers, tons of meat, some
vegetables. Why didn't we name it Dream Tailgate?
I think that was already taken for something.
Okay, so we named it.
Might be a video game.
Well, anyway, that's this Memorial Day weekend. We look forward to seeing everybody out there. Starting today, we're going with Jillian's song. Jillian's helping us with production. I think the reason we chose this approach to the list is that we have like a very small team. So Hot Luck is kind of like a very small business here in Austin, which we're proud of. So Jillian, one of our favorites on the team, has chosen Tom Petty, You Wreck Me.
Rescue me, should I go down?
whatever you know.
That's Tom Petty, You Wreck Me, from our choice from our friend Jillian. And you ask, who is Jillian? Jillian works as part of the Hot Luck team. Well, anyway, that's this Memorial Day weekend. We look forward to seeing everybody out there. We're moving on to the next song on our list. I believe this is an Aaron Franklin song.
Yeah, this is definitely a song I picked. It's the Minutemen. I'm a big fan. And I think even the way the Minutemen work in a lot of this old kind of music from this era is even a lot like how Hot Luck operates, how Franklin Barbecue operates. So it's kind of, you know, part of the DIY, kind of making it happen ourselves. It's a lot of fun. But also into Hot Luck, the way that this list actually came to be, instead of just making a list of what Moody and I are listening to, I kind of sent everybody a text or an email. I was like, hey, no judgment, what are the last five records you listened to? And then I made a list out of those. So everybody kind of had input on this. Much like we do on Hot Luck and everything else we do. So I think it's kind of neat. But this is definitely my song. This is Minutemen History Lesson Part 2 off of Double Nickels on the Dime.
Our band could be your life. Mike Watt, we played for years. Punk rock changed our lives. We learned punk rock in Hollywood. Drove up from Pedro. We were out for corn dogs. We'd go drink and pogo. My story could be his songs. I'm his soldier child. Our band is Scientist Rock. But I was E. Bloom and Richard Hell, Joe Strummer and John Doe. Me and Mike Watt playing the guitar. We'll be right back.
That was Devo, Gates of Steel. I'm Aaron Franklin.
James Moody.
And we're from the Hot Luck here in Austin, Texas. A little food music festerino thing going on. One of the ways that Hot Luck got started was through a fellow named Johnny Sarkis. And if I could think of anyone that's a number one Devo fan, it's Johnny Sarkis.
He's so. Got a tattoo of the Devo helmet on his dog on his arm.
He does.
FYI.
And he also wears eyeglasses that are the Devo glasses.
Yeah,
anyway,
he's gone far.
Point is, he's a great fella nonetheless.
I love Johnny.
Anyway, so that song was for him. And also, I think one of the stronger ones on the list here. The next song is going to be from a band called The Wipers. And this one came from Mike Thielen. So he's our other partner. He's a co-founder of a festival called Feast up in Portland. And being a Pacific Northwestern guy... of course, he's a huge fan of the Wipers, and this is kind of what he's been listening to lately. So, the next song is Wipers, Let It Slide.
The Wipers, Let It Slide. I'm James Moody here with Aaron Franklin for Hot Luck, and we're moving on to this band, which we've been talking about getting for Hot Luck since we started. It's the Hot Snakes. They don't play very often, and we were lucky enough to get them to be a part of their doing a few shows for a reunion, and they'll be playing at Mohawk the Thursday of Hot Luck on the 24th. Dracula's are opening, and we're excited to have Hot Snakes. We were thinking, were we going to cook snakes for this? Or
well, that's kind of where the name came from. We've got, I believe, Eli Caro from Olympic Provisions. Oops, Olympia Provisions.
Oops.
Sorry.
Sorry, guys.
Out of Portland, that's going to be doing sausages, and that's kind of like a thing in Thailand, I guess, like hot snakes are kind of like hot links, blah, 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 blah. So it kind of seemed like a fun... thing to make. So yeah, we've got some food going on for that show. I think this is a good segue because the Hot Snakes are pretty heavily influenced by the Wipers. Hot Snakes are from San Diego. But yeah, I thought that was kind of a good segue, and I'm pretty excited to have Hot Snakes in for Hot Luck, as they are one of my favorite bands. And this is off their new record, and the song is Having Another.
This record's really good. This is Hot Snakes, Having Another.
Yes, and that was Hot Snakes off of the record Jericho Sirens. Pretty excited about that one. This, unfortunately, is where the list really takes a turn for the worse. This is where what we're truly listening to really reflects itself. This list, we can blame Adi for this, but really, I think he's only responsible for about a third of the rest of this list.
I would like to blame Adi for the rest of this list. I'm super into it, though.
And you want to tell us what Adi does, Moody?
Adi, we've been working with for a long time. He's a master of like working with other brands to help put events on. We worked together Fun Fest for years, and we're lucky enough to work with him on Hot Luck to kind of help organize and make everything work. But one of the things he does, or the fuel he needs in order to be successful in that job, are songs like this. So we're going to start with one of his favorite go-tos when things are really getting heavy, Motley Crue, Dr. Feelgood, followed by Dio, Holy Diver.
Scallop. We'll be right back.
That was Ronnie James Dio of Dio, Holy Diver, giving us some advice on how to ride tigers with lovely diamonds. You know he's stripes, but you know he's mean. Stuff like that.
I really appreciate him for telling us how to do cool stuff.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is. That's why that song made the cut for our list. Here we are on My KUTX. We want to thank KUTX for letting us take over the studio today for Hot Luck. Aaron Franklin and I are having, what do we call it? Dream Tailgate?
Yeah, Dream Tailgate. I like it.
Dream Tailgate. What are the dates? It's May 24th
through 27th.
This year. So we're looking forward to seeing everybody out, and we're going through our staff playlist, and we're moving on to this next one, Aaron. What do you think about it?
Well, I, you know, you just played Dio, which...
Not my fault.
yeah, totally your fault. But either way, we should blame Adi for this one, too. But Iron Maiden, I remember when I was a kiddo, I had Seventh Son of a Seventh Son, which is the album that this next song is from. And at the same time, I had two Dokken records that I totally loved. It did not make the list.
Cool today, logo, though. Cool logo.
Great logo. And also had Dio. And those were kind of my three heavy rotating records when I was, man, I think it was in fourth grade. Kind of back to that. And I totally was listening to this a few days ago in the truck driving around. So it fit pretty naturally. But anyway, this is Iron Maiden, Can I Play With Madness?
Can I play with madness?
I wouldn't call it a guilty pleasure, but
just a pleasure.
It's definitely a pleasure.
Just a pleasure.
Kind of weird for a barbecue guy, I guess, but man, Iron Maiden is rotated pretty heavily consistently, which gets me into my next heavily rotated band. This is Van Halen, Unchained.
Unchained. gig tonight for sure. Tell us how you do.
Come on, Dave, give me a break.
One break coming up.
Man,
one of our Franklin barbecue favorites, right?
Yeah,
there.
Yeah, I have wrapped a lot of ribs to that record. Well, this my KUTX thing is kind of fun. I'm enjoying this.
I am too. It's James Moody and Aaron Franklin here for Hot Luck, DJing my KUTX, and we're going through some of our staff playlist. Van Halen Unchained is what Aaron Franklin actually gets dressed to, showers to every morning.
You know, when I was a kid, I had that on cassette, and I was able to set the timer on my little boombox to wake me up in the mornings, and this song, actually, it would be like that song, maybe Mean Street, maybe Eruption might come on, and I think that was directly influenced by Back to the Future.
That's amazing. I'm sad saying. That you had a little boombox.
Well, you know, was it a boom boombox?
What are you going to do? Now we're rolling into what I shower to in the morning, which is Scorpion's Dark Lady.
And then right after that,
Queensryche with a umlaut over the Y.
From Bellevue, Washington.
Breaking the silence.
Yeah. just how far can I go wearing the black mask of fear? The hate in my eyes always gives me away. Attention building slowly. Now I
my goodness. Well, that got awkward at the end.
Yeah.
Man, I feel like I went from cool El Camino to early 90s Buick Skylark real quick there.
Well, if anybody has any questions about the last couple of songs, or really the next one, you can email Adi@gorillasuit.com because we're pulling from his playlist now.
Well, actually, it's unfortunate, but I have to make a confession.
Go ahead.
This next song is totally for me. A terrible guilty pleasure. Not just pleasure, guilty pleasure. I roll up the windows when I listen to this song, and I turn it up real loud.
Do you or do you not take your shirt off?
Well, I have leather seats, so I leave my shirt on.
It's Texas.
And it's really hot outside. Anywho, this next song is Skid Row, 18 and Life, and I'm going to go ahead and apologize. I'm real sorry.
Hello.
goodness.
Oh, yeah.
My goodness. Well, that was a really going back in time for that one.
You did it.
That went there. Anyway, yeah, this is Aaron Franklin, James Moody playing some stuff that we like to listen to around the Hot Luck offices and on my KUTX right here. And this next song will be our last one. Moody, you want to describe this one a little bit?
This is a little band called The Who. And we just think this song is funny. I don't even know what to say about Coke After Coke. I guess you'll know it's a minute-long song that we just thought would be a perfect ending to our playlist.
It's a great ending, and we didn't want to leave anyone with Skid Row, Queensryche, Scorpions, Van Halen, Iron Maiden, Dio, or Motley Crue for the last song.
Honestly, what this is a palate cleanser.
It's a palate cleanser.
And so
indeed.
In true Hot Luck spirit, we thought, you know what, after a little Skid Row, we need a little Who to cleanse the palate before we ease into the next show, which has probably got better DJs. Whatever's after this is going to be way better DJs.
Oh, way better, for sure. And like a fine carbonated beverage, Coke After Coke, The Who.